Buy now, pay later provider Afterpay has reported a $79 million loss for the first half of the year, narrowly missing out on posting a profit for the first time. I say narrowly in the context of what were some rather large numbers for the group as far as the first half of the year is concerned. So precisely what drove these numbers? Well, to put it really simply, globally, buy now, pay later services are becoming really popular with consumers, and that Afterpay is just one example of that. So in the context of Afterpay, there are more people using their platform, they're using it with a greater frequency, that in turn is attracting more merchants to the platform. So just to give you a sense of some of the figures driving the underlying numbers, underlying sales over the course of the period rose by almost 11%, coming in at $9.8 billion. The number of active customers surged in the second half of the year, and it's important to remember that this is in a pandemic environment, up by 80%. They can now lay claim to more than 13 million customers globally. The number of merchants also up by a similar quantum, with that measure rising by 73%. They've now got almost 75,000 merchants globally. So they're expecting those numbers obviously to continue growing because of their rollout in other jurisdictions. The UK performed strongly over the course of the period in terms off a low base. They're expecting to get traction in Europe as well. So this is now a question of being able to execute in the rollout strategy in terms of where we go to now for Afterpay. They also indicated that they would be raising as much as $1.5 billion through a convertible note. That means it'll ultimately become equity, and they're doing this to buy out their US business. So that's a positive long term. Something of a blemish could be the fact that they didn't offer any guidance in terms of how the second half of the year has commenced, but there's a lot of optimism already priced into the stock given the fact that the shares are up by more than 300% as far as last year's performance is concerned. So they really need to keep executing the way they have done in the first half of the year to justify that sentiment.